sell regret, cause I've got something left, and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win, I won't stop till the end, no.
Greater Than Fitness comes to you every single Wednesday from this here minute until the top of the hour. Raitu Dumel.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yes, unfortunately, I have joined the ranks of the injured. I'm not just hurt, I'm injured.
Okay.
When you said gentle giant, I thought you were talking about me. Can't we agree that?
You consider yourself a giant?
I consider myself gentle. Giant is relative.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
So I know I'm taller than you.
No, slightly taller than me. Slightly taller than me. Let's not get carried away.
Hey, listen. It all counts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neki waka reo neke tameka pina gagwe. Gore mo kwating ya basketballo, he was never gentle.
No, he wasn't.
Hey.
Yeah.
But hela mo botsolong ke motho e leng gore a opelo e bulegileng. You know, we've seen him in different facets, you know, in movies, you know, making music, and reaching out to human beings,
yeah,
from different walks of life. You know, he remains an amazing being.
Entirely.
Yeah.
His story is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, he spent all of his NBA signing money in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he turned his
learned his lesson. Arna na rata na mo showroom e be re koloi mo khata ba re kita tswa ka yone bane le gore bane ba sna dikoloi mo family ya gagwe ga ba mmotsa gore ah ya me kae
aba ya gore
o boela go dealership arnya mo me modina ko.
Yeah. No, but now he's independently wealthy, owns lots of franchises,
yes,
invested in himself. It just goes to show that what has happened in the past is never your story.
You are never defined by your yesterdays.
Just how you
are. Mo di posegong kapa mo mabakeng a ile gore kana ditiragalo tse ile gore di go diragaletse. Ga ona le tshono eo. Ga ngwe le gape re nna le tumela gore ba rothe gongwe re ka nna le gone gore re iteke gape. Mme ba bangwe ga ba nne le lone lesego leo. Mme ga o nile le lone, le dirise jaaka go tshwanetse.
Kore o ska lebala your past.
Erra.
Learn from it.
Erra.
O tswelela.
Go ntse jang.
Don't stop.
Go ntse jang.
Don't let it limit you.
And on tonight's engagement, tota re bua ka wena. Bua ka wena le ditiragalo tse e le gore o ka re di go setse morago.
Yeah, well, what can we do? I'm sitting here, getting a sling on my arm, getting a little bandage on my forearm. I've picked up an injury from repetitive use, but it's a repetitive use injury. Me tota gitore, what was happening and how I was able to injure myself in this way.
This is the part where we needed Bitsoko to be in studio.
Yeah, but so he can show.
How to super letsogo yana. Le ba eleng gore ba reditse kwa lapeng ka ba eleng gore ba ka nna le gone go litsiamelo ya go leba this episode.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to describe it as best I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's swollen. So kore, it's you know, it's one of those things that I ignored the lessons we're going to discuss today, which is talking about injury.
All right.
And your limitations. So the first thing is listen to your body. I've been feeling this injury coming on for some time.
All right.
I've had something like it. I thought I could stretch my way through it. It wasn't a problem. And when it said stop.
Now it's time to listen to what I've been trying to communicate.
Yeah. When it said whoa, the time when that child snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. So then I couldn't do anything. So I can't even run. That's how painful my wrist is. I can't do anything. So listen to the whispers, listen to your body. It's giving you clues. It's telling you to pay attention. And while that might not mean stop, what it does mean is see what your limitations are, respect them, and then number two, seek professional guidance early before it becomes a problem. So that means go to the clinic. It means if you know a physio, talk to a physio. If you know another healthcare professional or a coach, let them know the troubles that you're facing, and hopefully you'll be able to address these problems before they get serious and they stop you in your tracks. Yeah.
Go tlalosegile ga ngwe le gape gore batho ba borre ke bone ba eleng gore bontsi ja nako ba emiswa ke tsi gore ba kgone go utlwa gore mmele wa re maybe you need to get this checked out. Maybe you need to slow down. Maybe you need to rest this. Me tumelo le kgodiso ya gagwe e be moraye re motho wa rre ga nke a emiswa ke ishi.
It's that constant thing, are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah.
If you're hurt, it's painful. That's not a problem. Well, it is a problem. If you're injured, you can't train, you can't play.
Yeah.
That's the difference. But let's, you know, we're in a new age now. It's not the 1960s anymore. So...
But the 1961, they look at TV.
Hey! Well, they used to pretend. They used to pretend they were. So I thought we just need to say, let's seek professional advice quickly so that we can know how to deal with it. You can then continue to go. Because there's multiple things that you can do. You can think outside the box and look at different ways to exercise. So there's nothing stopping me from doing low impact core exercises. We think about those, we do them. You can also look at isolating specific parts of your body that are different from where you're injured. Every time you face a limitation in your journey, look at it as an opportunity to focus somewhere else. So I see a lot of, I have the greatest respect for individuals who have retrained their bodies after facing a big difficulty, like being in a wheelchair or different things like that. Most people will take that time and sit away, but if it's permanent, you will find people who take that opportunity to greatly change their body and their exercise. They become stronger on the parts of their body that are still active. So our challenges are minor, but we can still look at them as an opportunity to put the focus somewhere else.
Powerful. Ke batla gore gongwe re ame kgang ya gone gore bo diphatsa ja gore e re ga ke itemogela gore o ka re go gongwe ke a kgwetlha ke bo ke tswella hela kapa ke bo ke nna ka re gongwe ke a ikgatholosa gore go ha ga ke kgone go utlwa mmele wa me o dumalana le se e leng gore ke tlwaetse gore gongwe ke ka se dira go le motlhofo bo diphatsa ja gore ke bo ke sa tsibogele seemo seo.
So let's start with simple ones. A lot of people get the flu or cold. Once you're sick, the only thing you must do is rest. If you raise your heart rate too high, you can cause heart issues going forward. You can cause yourself to get more sick, and even get, if you cause your breathing to be too labored, you can even take that cold and proceed it to pneumonia, so flu or cold. Then we've got things like COVID. With COVID, if you're training and you have COVID, some of the repercussions are long COVID. Also, because COVID, one of the big things about COVID is inflammation, it can cause long-term joint damage, which will stop you in your tracks. There are Olympic swimmers, Olympic weightlifters, people who tried to train through COVID whose careers are over because they did that. Even walking upstairs for this Olympic swimmer is difficult for them. They run out of breath. So certain things we just have to stop. The key thing to recognize with these is if you feel symptoms below your neck, don't do anything. If it's just in your head, very, very light exercise. Then from there, we have muscle strains and pulls. You have muscle strains and pulls. They can lead to, if you try to push through them, they can lead to tears, which will have you out for weeks, if not months. This does not include potential dislocations or anything like that. So really, you must pay attention to what's happening to your body. For me right now, what I have is ligament level inflammation. The only thing that I can do is rest it. That's it. Until my body says, yeah, actually there's no problem here. And go to the professionals who will activate and reduce that inflammation and increase the range of movement. I don't know how long that will take. It's one of those reactive injuries that has nothing to do with an actual injury. It's just the body saying, whoa, Kariano, you're taking me for granted.
Okay.
Which is just how it is. So, akizo ha ke arabile.
Era. Janong go be go nna le tsone semo sa gore you would not quite in most instances dependent on the intensity if not the severity of your no khobalo. Ga go ya go reng tlhaloganyo gongwe e be etswelela even post the fact. Tlhaloganyo be santse ga kologala gore mme kana go ha o kile wa nna le bothata ja selebe go se. So korobo ya nung o develop the discipline to then overcome you know mind over mattress. Re goroga jang ko.
So look, I always say life is a contact sport.
Yeah.
That's to say people get injured doing everything all the time. You might as well train so that you don't get hurt doing the simplest things. When you face that difficulty and or that injury or that setback, you're most often given a routine in which you're supposed to rehabilitate your body so that there's a lower chance of that injury happening again. That point, that's usually where we lose people. Because rehabilitation is boring, it's simple, it's repetitive, but we have to realize that if we do not rehabilitate our injuries, I know there's a very good friend of mine, I think he's 76 years old. He injured his ankle when he was 18. He did not rehabilitate it. He had to get ankle surgery in his 60s. Because that weakness in your body will be found out eventually. So you have to complete your rehabilitation. And these are usually mobility, light weights, creating more range of motion in your body over time. And what I recommend is to put that into the beginning of your training, whatever that might be, so that you use it as a warm-up and you get it out of the way and then you get on to what it is that you want to do or with in terms of your training. But realize that rehabilitation is critical. If you then say, oh, I once ran and I pulled my hamstring. Yeah, well, that's the problem. We need to run more so that we don't pull our hamstring. I once did this and I you know, hurt my knees. Yeah, that's the problem. We need to rehabilitate ourselves so that we can do that exercise. We need to look at the fundamental functionalities of your body and make sure that we are able to do them. Walking, jumping, running, picking things up, putting them down. If we're unable to do those things, let's start to focus on rehabilitating the body so that we can do those things, no matter how old we are, no matter what our previous experiences with training. These are the opportunities. These are signs that are telling you that it's time to make a change, time to work on something. It shouldn't be telling you to not do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's the age factor. O ne o tlhalositse gone ga gore go na le nngwe tsala ga go o e leng gore o kile a nna le yone kgobalo a santse a le mo dingwageng tse dipotana mme a seka a sala morago tsamaiso kapa thulaganyo ya gone gore gongwe a ka busetsa seo ko morago or reverse that. Dingwaga kapa go gola, you know, go na le le tshosoetso e kana nkang gona le influence e kana nkang a gone gore di kgobalo tse leng gore gongwe re di bona a re le mo dingwagantse dipotana a ga re sadie le thoko a re bo re rehabilitator a gongwe mo go goleng ga rona these things you know eventually you know or ultimately just catch up with us.
We've spoken about adaptability, and that's the body's reaction to stress or stimulus. There's no shame in adapting what you're doing to listen to your body. Don't compare notes with your partner because, or the person sitting next to you, because they're focused on a different course. You have to understand your body. You need to adapt to what your body's telling you. So as we get older, adaptability becomes more difficult. That means their body's response, the positive response from the body takes longer. So that means that we can get injured more easily. It also means that it can take us longer to get injured. It can take us longer to heal from injury. Now, I say to people all the time, there's no way we can force our bodies to get younger. What does that mean? It's only going to get more difficult if you wait until tomorrow to fix the problem. So whatever difficulties we're facing now at our current age, whatever age we are, find ways to gently repair the problem through motion and exercise and finding the right activities for you. If you put it off until tomorrow, you're only going to make it more difficult for yourself.
I saw what I thought was a very interesting approach, if not a gesture. There's an athletics club out in the adjoining area.
Mm.
What they do is they cultivate new talent. In their activities, ba supa bo kheleke jaba ile ngore ba kile ba ba ile ba tabugi ka pa ile sportsmen and women of yesteryears. Ke la toko tata gore batho ba ile ngore they were very active or they played sport at the highest level. Bana le gone gore ga ba togela ebe ba togela gone go phuaganya tota ga mmantota. The benefits of adapting, like you said, or taking your foot off the gas pedal ever so slightly, not completely, what are the benefits of, gradually or adapting to, one, your age, and, what you are then able to execute, to sports persons, they've played at the highest level.
So what I encourage sports people to do is to find another passion.
All right.
Find something that that will still be exciting for you. When we say we take the foot off the pedal, don't do that. Keep your foot on the pedal. Just adapt your goals fundamentally. So we're not playing the same sport at the same intensity, but we can do a different sport. Maybe not at the same intensity, but to the degree that you can do it, because your body has not adapted to it.
Yeah.
So those challenges can be taken up at any stage, at any age. And your body will say, oh, this is interesting. I'm going to adapt to it and allow myself to maintain the gains that I prepared myself for throughout my entire life. If you think about being a professional athlete and the difficult workouts that you went through, sweating, sometimes crying, feeling sick, all those different things. Why would you let that go to waste? That's a fantastic, for a house. A fantastic foundation on which you can build your long-term health.
Right.
When we're playing these sports at the high level, it's often actually to the detriment of our bodies. But when we find something new that challenges us in a different way, it can help repair the injuries that you faced in the past and allow you to continue to have a quality of life that is good for you into your old age. So don't even hit the brake. Just change lanes.
Okay. 17103, 17103 for your short messages. If you wish to call in, 3161-006. 3161006. E le gone ga e leng gore motswana etsho re amogana maele re a gakololana gore dikgobalo tse e leng gore gongwe re itemogela tsone mo mosepeleng wa gone go tshela ka go itshedila kapa an active lifestyle. Re kgona jang gore re tshelele tsone re di manage botoka gone gore gongwe re se ka ra iphitela re setse gongwe megopolo a rona e le gone gore re tshaba go itshedila ka gore go na le dikgobalo kapa go na le ditlamorago tse e leng gore di felela gongwe di nna dikgoreletsi mo gone mo sepelong. 3161006 3161006 gongwe ga re setse re ya ko go gareleng puisano ya rona. Let's speak to maybe the nutrition. Gore ga o nna le dikgobalo tse go na le di ga o le mo gone you know maybe the adaptability phase go na le you know you could medicate you could you know maybe switch a diet tse e leng gore di ka go thusa gone gore gongwe the recovery period e be nna gore e nne motlhofo kapa e nne khutshwane.
So number one, always speak to a health professional. They will tell you what to do. Some of the activities that you can do is making sure that you're icing your body to reduce inflammation. Avoiding inflammation-inducing foods. That can be alcohol, it can be a lot of junk food as well. Salt, too much salt, those type of things. Right. You'd be amazed at what taking a protein supplement when you're injured can do to speed up your recovery. I remember working with a physio once, and I think I saw him on the Monday and then I saw him again on the Wednesday, and he said, how is it possible that you've recovered this much in that period of time?
Yeah.
And he asked me, did you take a protein supplement? And I said, yes, because the fundamental building blocks of repairing your body come from protein. So either a protein supplement or making sure that you're having a protein rich diet. What you don't want to do is put on weight, because that weight puts more strain on your body, either to get back out onto the field or just to maintain your daily lifestyle. So we and if, you know, heaven forbid, you need to go for surgery, what a lot of people don't know is that starting rehab before you get that medical intervention can assist you with your recovery, so you recover faster. So that makes sense.
Yes.
So start the knee rehabilitation before you go for a knee surgery.
All
it
right.
makes the surgery go easier. It makes the recovery go faster.
Okay.
All of those different things. So fundamentally, the key thing is when you're tired, rest. Don't stop. Just rest. Make sure that you have an exit strategy for that rest period. Don't get lost. Because when we stop, there are so many other ailments that can take over your life. Whether it's heart health, lung health, mental health, there's so many different things that can take over your life. But meanwhile, it started because you hurt a physical part of your body that only needs to be repaired. Right, so we want to keep our focus on that. Don't throw out your car because you have a flat tire.
Boom. 17103 17103 for your short messages, or 3161006 3161006 for your voice calls, your questions, your experiences around what we were unpacking this evening. 17103 17103 or 3161006. And maybe your parting sentiments mo go ba leng gore ba ne ba reditse ba khone gore ba tlhaloganye a few things ka sene le gore gongwe they were a bit unclear about o tlhalositse gona na gore it's very imperative gore the moment the moment you find out gore homo kare it has been persisting for a while, I've tried to ignore it, I've tried to deal with it the best way I know how, me ga go tokagale solotsanta your first stop I tsant gore e go nna mo ile gore ke motho o ile gore ke mo itsana pe regarding that aba ga kolla ka ile gore o ga kolla ka teng lebeletswalla ka mosepelo.
Yes. Once you have that medical person's advice, make sure that the advice leads you to continuing to train and to continue to improve your life. A lot of people with back problems, the key to fixing their back problems is continuing to move. Knee problems, the same, continuing to move. It's just about changing the movements that you are putting your body through. So we can adapt what we're doing. Maybe we won't do the same things to the same intensity as that we're used to, but at least we're doing something different, and it will help heal your body and also help you continue to have a good quality of life.
Okay. And those who would like to know more, those who would like to get a hold of you to maybe suggest, topics that they would like for us to speak to, how can they make that happen?
Yes, please reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. That's at Greater Than Fitness. That's GR8R Than Fitness on Facebook and Instagram. We have a website where we have a lot of these articles posted. You can comment on those. That is greater.fit. That is GR8R.fit. We'd love to hear from you, and you can always send us a personal message, leave a public comment on our wall or on any of our posts. Share your story. You'll never know who will be inspired. If you'd like to reach us on WhatsApp, the number is 75
I like how you say, let me remember it.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember it. The number
as we reach for our memory.
75794-535. That's 75794-535. Yeah, you know our memory is our phone.
Eh? No. Standard procedure.
And we back it up on the cloud. That's it. Yeah.
Rema Panyane, let me thank you for your time and speedy recovery with your injury. Hope to see you on the floor very soon.
I certainly hope so too.
Do you enjoy the rest of your evening?
Yes.
I'm hopeful that we'll be able to convene again on Wednesday. My trust is the semi-finals the ongoing African Cup of Nations will essentially resume on a Wednesday. We are to confirm that and speak to our stakeholders regarding next week's programming.
Okay.
But in the meantime, in between time, do take care of yourself. Listen to the body, listen to your advice, and we shall see you soon.
Yes, listen to my own advice. Isn't that the hardest thing to do? I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.